It's time to tee it up for Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Coming to you live from the Cardinal at St. John's, home of the 2026 Live Michigan Team Championship, coming August 27th through the 30th. Spin on Golf is sponsored by Rocket and the Rocket Classic, coming to Detroit Golf Club July 30th through August 2nd. Visit rocketclassic.com for tickets and more information. Now, here are PGA professional Brian Cairns, PGA professional Jordan Young, and WJR Steve Courtney.
Welcome to Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. I'm just going to get right to it because I'm giddy right now. We have a full original roster for the first time.
First time the intro hasn't lied.
There you go. It's been a while since Championship Sunday for the Masters when we kicked off another season. You heard the amazing voice of one Jordan Young.
The amazing voice.
Look at you over there. Do you know this guy? Introductions.
Long time.
Look at Brian Cairns.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, sir.
Look at you.
Hi, Steve Courtney.
Yeah, a pleasure. A real pleasure.
The allergies.
World travelers. World travelers now.
Yeah, you guys have been all over Hell's Half Acre.
Coach.
Should join us sometime.
Coach sucks. Coach sucks.
Well, you know.
I miss the
You got to do
days.
What you got to do.
I know. I miss the live days, though. But anyway.
Well, yeah, probably for on a permanent basis. More on that later.
Definitely.
We are taking a look, as probably y'all are, at the 108th PGA Championship. We had a historic start to this championship round there at Aronimink in Pennsylvania. You go back to the beginning of this, referred to as the tightest leaderboard in history. 21 players within four shots of the lead, eight of them major champions. Obviously, a lot of the discussion involving the 29-year-old Alex Smalley, who went into today's final round on top at minus six. He's faltered a little bit along the way, but what a wonderful story he is. Played collegiately at Duke. As a matter of fact, he stayed there in the Wanamaker dormitory.
So Ooh, nice story.
Yeah, in his interview yesterday, he said, yeah, maybe it'll be an omen. Doesn't look like it's going to happen because two gloves, Aaron Rye, is the leader right now.
Two gloves.
At 7-under. He is through 15.
This is how crazy golf is. You know, I was down in Myrtle Beach with Grant last week, and there's Aaron Rye. I'm like, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm like, whatever, 100th on the – I'm not even close to playing an elevated event. I'm like, you playing the PGA? He's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, well, huh, what? But he's not in elevated events. Just – It's weird.
It's interesting. Lives in Jacksonville. Born in Wolverhampton, England. Mm-hmm. He's 31 years old all of a sudden. He's 112th on the money list.
And the nicest guy.
He seems to be.
Most humble guy. You know what? He has the head covers on his clubs, right? Because when he was younger, his father bought those clubs for him. They were really expensive. And he cherished the fact that he could get these clubs. And he would have head covers on them to protect them so they didn't get all banged up. And so now he still has these covers on
iron
him,
covers.
Which, you know, is kind of like taboo. Like, who wears that? But now he uses them to remind himself to stay humble to the fact that he is lucky to be out there playing for.
That's nice. I like that.
That's
stuff.
A little sentimental story.
Yes,
from,
I enjoy that.
Just throw that in there.
Aaron Rye, by the way, has one win on the PGA Tour, three on the European Tour, one on the Asian Tour. Meanwhile, in hot pursuit is the young fella out of Bavaria, Deutschland, Germany, for you non-German-speaking individuals.
Deutschland.
Matty Schmidt, he is one shot off the lead. He is through 14. So, still an opportunity for a playoff that I got the text from you at 8:15 this morning.
Yeah, early.
BC,
like, oh.
Just one word, playoff.
He's only got to beat one guy. I mean, is Rahm going to cut? Well, Rahm's not out of it.
Rahm drove it in the rough on
McElroy 16. Could birdie. Could he get the five? Is Rye going to drop three shots? Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
Rahm right now, 5-under.
This is a big
15.
Shot. This is a big shot right here.
Running out of time.
25-footer. He'll hit it out to the right on, 17?
Yep.
Yeah, he's got two holes to go, and then he'll two putt. He's one of the best iron strikers on tour.
He's three tour. Over on the par threes, though, this week.
Ooh, good stat there.
That stat to me means nothing because of where he is right now in history.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
It really means nothing.
Are those rain gloves or black gloves?
Those are rain gloves, yeah.
He wears rain gloves, and he sweats a lot.
Is that why he wears rain gloves? Two of them, crying out loud.
He played good at the Rocket, too.
Yeah, he
played good at the
Rocket. He always competes at the Rocket.
Look at him lay that one out there.
That was, as they say, safe.
That's about a 70-footer. It'll be all right.
Now, you've played around a mink.
It's too much. It's too much.
The greens considered to be extremely tilted.
Yeah, it's too much.
I mean, with everything on the line.
Why is it too much?
The greens. The greens, like these modern, or what? Yeah.
Worse?
The same thing. Modern agronomy has ruined all the old golf courses. They have. You can't play golf courses and have any holdable locations with the green speeds and the fairway speeds the way they are. It's just.
Well, world number one, Scotty Scheffler, after Friday's round, said that the pin placement on top of the Pennsylvania wind made for a disastrous atmosphere to play the game.
There was a lot of whining going on.
If it was the USGA, he wouldn't complain.
Right.
You can say that word, can't you?
I don't know. But anyway, he wouldn't complain. But it's a PGA. They think it's going to be softer. It's going to be nicer, friendlier. But you know what? No.
Oh.
It's not. And the defense of the golf course is nowhere to put the hole locations in some instances. That 11th green is.
Well, we were talking before going on. By that, BC, you mean at Aronimink, the pin positions to be legal are not that abundant, correct?
There's nothing legal or illegal, but let's just call fair fair. Are you going to keep a ball near the hole? When you roll a putt from either side of the hole, can you keep the ball near the hole?
You have to be able to keep it within 3 feet of the hole.
Right. So it's a little dicey. I think the green speeds.
Wind, the wind did not help.
No.
Well, okay, Aaron Rye, you called it, Jordan. 70 feet away from the pin on the par 3 17.
Intentionally, though.
Triple breaker. Is it a difficult two-putt?
He's going to get it 8 feet, and he's got to make the 8-footer.
Yeah, he's going to have to make, yeah.
Five, six, eight, footer. Nine yeah. footer, or whatever it's going to be.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just part of the game.
You
he's
put it
got
8 feet,
hole.
Hey. And you need that putt to stay on the lead. There's nothing easy about
that. But if he bogeys, he goes the last one-shot lead.
Yeah, you don't think.
You don't make double there.
That you're putting towards the water in a major championship. You don't see the water, Steve?
You leave it short.
I don't care who you are. you know?
Right.
We'll see.
Well, true.
We'll be able to tell you all about it.
Yeah.
He's got a two-shot lead on Mr. Matty Schmidt. Who, by the way, played his college golf at Louisville.
How about that?
Interesting. Via Bavaria.
Ah.
How about that? Won the European Amateur, by the way, in 2019-2020. No professional wins. This would be his first. Are you rooting for him?
Why not? I like an underdog.
Das ist sehr gut.
I picked Rye. I picked Aaron Rye a while back. It was probably halfway through the first round, but I did pick him.
All right, it is Spin on Golf, another episode underway. Thanks for joining us right here on 760 WJR.
You're listening to Spin on Golf on WJR. Spin on Golf is sponsored by Rocket and the Rocket Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 30th through August 2nd. Visit rocketclassic.com for tickets and more information. Once again, live from the Cardinal at St. John's, home of the 2026 LIV Michigan Team Championship. Coming August 27th through the 30th, here are PGA professional Brian Cairns, PGA professional Jordan Young, and WJR Steve Courtney.
And indeed, everybody that was just mentioned is here at Doyle's at St. John's as we present another exciting episode of Spin on Golf here on WJR. It truly takes a village to put on this production. Andres Hyde and Angela Locano doing what they do back at the Golden Tower. Thank you, fellas, for all your hard work. Dave Rieger, our producer extraordinaire,
the best,
with us here at Doyle's.
And never without a Broncos logo on.
Never.
Whatever.
No.
Doesn't matter what time of season
BC,
it was.
You're a little tired of the whole Bronco thing, aren't you?
So old.
is Elway still the QB?
Yeah.
Listen, while we were away.
How about the bomb?
Aaron Rye. 70-footer is what you were calling it, Jordan.
Nothing, yeah.
Nothing
I said
to it.
I said he'd put it 4 feet right in the hole. He rolls it right in. Rolls it in. 70-footer.
The lead now is 3.
Wow.
It's over. Are you calling it,
yep.
BC?
That was JJ Spawn-like.
It was at
Oakmont. I mean, that was the same kind
fine
of
fine analogy.
It was unbelievable.
Pennsylvania heard that. The whole state heard
that's
one.
So cool.
That was really cool.
Levelware guy, too. How about that?
And it was not. It was not. Not even just the length.
Oh, it was breaking.
Like, yeah.
It was breaking probably about 6 feet.
Ooh.
Six foot right to left.
I mean,
that
thing went right in the middle of the hole.
And he took a big whack at it, too.
By the way, we should mention, and it's nice to see, Justin Thomas, he was your clubhouse leader for a minute at 5 under.
Who's that? Oh, yeah, yeah.
And nice to see him starting to put together some nice rounds. Hey, fellas?
Well, it's interesting because there was a lot of talk about the golf course, how it was set up, you know, that maybe there were some issues in the setup and that everybody was squashed together. How many guys yesterday had a chance to take or tie the lead? Was it something stupid like 20 different guys?
27.
27? Was that what it was?
27 was the number at one point.
You know, and then you went in today and
you see the tee?
Yeah.
You see the tee?
Yeah.
People make fun of my martini. Look at these.
That's not a martini, though.
I know it's not. But
or is that the martini with the fat middle? I don't know.
Look at the tee.
Anyways, today was a big day because there was a lot of guys still having a chance.
Well, at the start, as I mentioned, if you were paying attention.
I wasn't listening, sorry.
21 players within 4 shots of the lead. 8 of them were major champions. So you're thinking, yeah, we could very easily have a playoff. But now Aaron Rye just starting to separate himself. You make 70-foot putts, okay.
Starting, he's got one hole left. He's got a 4-shot lead.
Look
on
where
three guys.
Look where he's hit it all week.
He's going to hit it in the right rough. Maybe the right edge of the fairway.
You know what? I'd hit it in the other – I'd hit it in –
Do you think he knows he has a 4-shot lead?
Oh, I'm sure.
Right down the left center? What a shot.
Over.
Look at this.
Oh, look at the roll. Oh, it's down there a mile.
Man, he is.
By the way.
Adrenaline.
John
right
Rahm put together a weekend. He's at 5 under. Cam Smith, hadn't heard his name in a while.
Uh-huh.
At 4 under. Xander Schauffele at 4 under. Rory, also at 4 under. Rory got into it with a fan a couple of times on the par 5 17.
You know, when you're in Philadelphia,
don't
give people a reason to say something. Don't do it.
Because all you're going to do is kick the hornet's nest.
They're going to say something. Yeah.
So right. don't say go Broncos?
Say yeah.
Go Birds. Broncos.
If you're not wearing a Philly outfit, you're against them. That's the way it is there.
Well, the Flyer fans showed up, right? They acted like Philly people. Philly, yeah.
That's
Philly
the way. You know what? Just don't give them a reason to say something, Steve. That's all I'd say.
By the way, John Rahm solo second right now.
Man, what a swing that is!
He is at -6.
So good. It does go a little left sometimes,
hooks.
but so smooth.
Let's talk about John Rahm for a second. BC, you've been gone for so long.
Yeah, what?
Obviously, live making headlines. They're financed through the Saudi Investment Fund through this year. There's been a lot of scuttlebutt as to exactly what LIV players will try and make their way back to the PGA Tour. John Rahm said, look, I'm under contract for a while. Who is he going to be under contract with if LIV goes under?
I think it's still with the Public Investment Fund. I'm not going to say this for sure, but I'm thinking it's through the Public Investment Fund, which is Gulf Saudi. Gulf Saudi still funds are that category. So it'll still be, albeit he's not going to be made to play anywhere, but he'll carry a Gulf Saudi bag.
Well, and that's got to be written in stone. I'm not an attorney. I don't know what you've heard about me, but I would imagine.
Not lately, no.
If LIV goes under, they still have his contractual rights.
I'll have a good idea because I'm actually going to see the Gulf Saudi people in August and
September. Are you now?
Yeah. You going to Riyadh?
Yep.
Figure out what the hell is going on.
It's 120 in Riyadh right now.
I know. It'll be late. Yeah.
By the way, we are only 102 days away from the
From LIV, what tournament?
From the LIV Team Championship.
Yeah. What other tournament's important?
We've got 74 days,
okay,
my friend.
Good. Yeah, no.
Until the Rocket Classic.
Rieger highlighted again. I love that.
Yeah,
for us.
That's what he does.
Visually impaired.
So, your thoughts on LIV. Were you shocked?
No.
Were you horrified?
When I sat, and everybody gets a chance to say one thing, ask the Prince one question. I did it at Valderrama, and I said, how long does this go on? Because we all knew, it's hemorrhaging.
Eventually, take your ball and you go home.
Well, the Prince says, as long as I want it to go on.
There you go.
He's just had enough.
Right. Well, and let's not ignore the elephant in the room.
This
the
Iran war,
conflict
this war
is wreaking financial havoc
with everybody there.
Right.
I don't care how much money you have.
as I've said, I don't care how much dough you have, and clearly they have a blank ton.
Right.
But if you lose $300 million, that's not fun.
No. No. With no, look, she's engraving his name.
That's when you know it's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Look at Gail Hegstad.
Hey, first.
Look
first
at Gail
major,
doing what she
first
does.
First major for Levelware. John Jenkins just texted me right now. First major for Levelware.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Corey Connors, he hasn't won a major.
No.
They've got some other guys. They've got several others that have not won. Pretty impressive.
Now, after watching this tournament, how many amateurs,
Echo
will wear two gloves now?
Everybody should. I mean, you know what?
I've never done it.
I've worn two gloves the last few weeks.
Rain
so
gloves I've
cold.
Worn right. In rain weather, yeah.
But you know what? Once you have them on, you're like, these feel pretty good.
But it's not inclement weather. I still don't understand the logic. You say he sweats a
hand
lot.
Sweats.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So
when the gloves get wet, they get better.
Right.
Rain gloves get wet, they get better. But you know what? When you start playing really good golf with something, you really don't change stuff. I know. I wouldn't. Yeah, right. I mean, look at that. Look where he is.
That looks so good.
He could take give him his putter.
What do you think that is? 112? 115?
No, he can't have that. It looks probably 100.
It's so much different on TV to try to predict how far it is.
Now that this thing is over,
55 yards.
Rye with a three-shot lead quite late. Rye on 18, as a matter of fact.
Head covers and two gloves.
What are your thoughts on this Garrick Higgo story? Shows up late for the tee time.
Come on, you're stealing my thunder for the punk of the week.
Let me tell you.
Well, we got to discuss it. I mean,
does it have something to do with the PGA? Don't ask me.
What are you talking about? He was late.
Late is late. And you pay the price.
Have you ever had a two-shot penalty for being late to the tee? No, I don't think you ever will.
Oh, yeah, I did. State Pro-Am. Yeah, we're sitting there yakking with Bernie.
You and I?
No,
oh.
Champagne and I. Oh.
So you were there. You know what Garrick Higgo's going through.
You know what, though? You know what? If that was Scheffler, would he have got a two-stroker?
Yeah.
I believe
not
so.
Not a chance.
I think he would.
There's no way Scheffler would have ever done that.
Right.
Not a chance.
Absolutely.
Just get to the tee time on time.
Yeah.
That's all.
And then he tries to, like, talk his way out of it.
I have no comment.
Punk of the week.
Much more coming your way here. Spinning on golf is what we do on 760 WJR.
You're listening to Spin on Golf on WJR. Spin on Golf is sponsored by Rocket and the Rocket Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 30th through August 2nd. Visit rocketclassic.com for tickets and more information. Once again, live from the Cardinal at St. John's, home of the 2026 LIV Michigan Team Championship. Coming August 27th through the 30th, here are PGA professional Brian Cairns, PGA professional Jordan Young, and WJR Steve Courtney.
All right, a nice round of applause for Aaron Rye at Aronimink there in PA as he wins the PGA Championship, the 108th, if you're keeping score at home.
It's not official.
Well, it's not, but we're calling it, okay?
Okay, we're calling it.
His second PGA Tour win is a major, obviously. He won the Wyndham Championship back in 2024. So way to go, two gloves, Aaron Rye. Right now, we're going to welcome one of your professional pals, Grant Haefner, joins us on Spin on Golf. Grant, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Everything is well. Sad to say that you're friends of both BC and Jordan. What are you going to do? But
don't get to choose them.
What you up to these days, Grant? You're chopping away. That's what I understand.
Yeah, slowly but surely, getting a little better at this game. I'm watched Aaron Rye finish up, and, it's funny because I saw him on the driving range last week in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. Yeah, we asked him, what are you doing here? And he goes, I'm not in elevated events this year. I'm like, oh, okay.
He is now.
You know what, though? That gives, I think, our listeners, you guys, a very valuable piece of insight as to what it takes to make your mark as a professional in this game. Is that right, Grant? I mean, here he is, a major winner now, and you saw him last week just
in a second-tier PGA Tour event.
That's crazy.
It blows my mind that he was there, but,
Well, Grant, so be it. Grant was there too, right?
Grant was there too, yeah. And that's the reason for the question.
It just shows that one week can change your life. The elevated events, what are they, about 72 players, and the PGA Championship is based on world rankings and not FedEx Cup. And so, Aaron's obviously a top 100 ranked player, but still for him, he can't get into those events. Well, he can now, but it just shows the importance of, playing good at the right time.
That's got to motivate you, I would imagine, Grant, and others like you who are looking to make your mark in this great game of golf.
Yeah, it does motivate me. I mean, watching Brooks Koepka all week, he was there in Myrtle last week, and, seeing these guys and now having played two tour events, every time I turn on the TV and watch it, I just want to turn it off and go outside and practice, because I want to be the guy playing out there, not the one watching. So it is inspiring.
Grant Jordan here. Now, you've been around for a while. You're a Michigan Am champion. You've always worked super hard. Great young man, working with Brian now, traveling the world. What have you learned, let's say, 5 years ago to now? What has been the big change for you and how you're thinking? And, like you said, you're just a few rounds away or maybe a tournament away from being out there, whether it be Korn Ferry or the PGA Tour or wherever it's going to be. But what has really changed?
In that 5 year period, that's about actually the time I've now worked with Brian Cairns. And in that time, I think I got a better clarity of not only what it takes to play at a high level, but he kind of gave me a good foundation or blueprint, and we've built off it over the years. I give a lot of credit to him, but I think, what I've learned is, you have to have that foundation or blueprint. I'm very fortunate to be given one. But then the simplest thing is you have to go out there and earn it. You have to be willing to do the things other guys aren't. And what I mean by that is, simply wanting it more and, practicing until it's dark. There's nothing beats reps, but what I've learned the last 5 years is, there's a difference between good reps and bad reps. And with the proper blueprint that I've now been given, every moment I spend practicing is much more efficient, and happy to keep on getting a little better and a little better.
You had 68 in the second round down there too at Myrtle.
Well done.
You were close. I mean, I'm sure you wanted to play round three and four, so a little bittersweet there, but that had to make you feel good to lay one down and maybe start with that kind of round next time.
Yeah, it was eye opening. I tell you, playing against, I played with Marty Dowell and AJ Ewert, both been on tour. AJ's a rookie this year, and Marty's been on tour for several years. As of going into that week, he's probably 80th in the FedEx, and he probably ended the week around top 70 or 75th. I learned that I can hit the ball and compete with these guys. More than I ever thought I did. At Oakmont, I didn't even see that. I played with two other qualifiers last year in the Open. Mm-hmm. So I only saw two players that, I hate to say I know I'm better than, but I got to see two established PGA Tour players and compare my game against them. And it was closer than I ever thought. And so round one's what happened, out there. It's what it is. And I was happy to, fight back in round two and give it a go even, and show that, man, I can do this. I think I had the 10th or 11th lowest round of the day in a field full of, PGA Tour veterans. I mean, you look at who was there, Brent Snedeker, Brooks Koepka, and now a PGA Championship or PGA Champion Aaron Rye.
So, Grant, when we first got together, and don't give me a word of knowledge that I helped you. You had it within you. All I do is pull it out of you. But he's always had the components, but he didn't really know how to get there. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a roadmap for how to get there. So it was just a matter of, and he's if I have students that are struggling with foundation or organizations, just call Grant. He's buttoned up. I mean, Grant's got his fitness, his diet, everything is buttoned up, and it's coming to fruition now. His golf game is coming around. Because he's got all his backdoor information done. He knows what he's doing the rest of the summer. Now, things keep popping up. His schedule keeps changing. He just got into a big tournament in Morocco. So, the more he does better at these big events, the more obviously he's going to get in bigger and bigger events.
Certainly.
But I'd say he's a great example of someone, if you have your ducks in a row and you're ready to play well, look at James Pyatt did. He had his ducks in a row and, whoops, played well at the right time. Guess what happens? But you better be ready to play well. I'd say Grant is prepared for the next step.
And not many people are.
No, they're not. And, I mean, I'll tell you what, Grant is, and I'd say that to him, you know, say that behind his back or to his face. He's buttoned up. He gets it. And he knows how to get kicked in the crotch and come back and fight the next day.
So you don't have to get, like, right up in his face and spit and yell it in his face? And
not Grant. Nope. But I mean, self-motivated
come on,
person.
Grant. Let's hear it.
Nobody knows better than you guys that, you know,
I think he knows I'm harder on myself than he could ever be.
Yeah.
It kicks sand on you in the bunker.
But when you've got a kid like Grant who is teachable and wants to get better and wants to learn, because I'm sure you both have come across maybe some students that they know better than you, right? And, Grant, it sounds like you were open to the information that BC was giving you.
Their parents know better than us. Yeah.
You're right. Does BC drive you pretty hard?
You know, I think it's a good team in the sense of, you know, I think there's some things he pushes me on, but I think I educate him too. Yeah. I really know what I'm feeling in my golf swing, and you know, I'm always observing, whether it's, you know, Aaron Rye playing this event or someone on the range. And, you know, if I ask a lot of questions, you know, and they're why questions. And I think, it improves my education, but it gives him an understanding of where I am. And, you know, it's been very good.
You think that's important because you want as much feedback from your player as you can get.
Oh, sure. Uh-huh.
Because a lot of people don't like to talk about it.
You
can't feel what he's doing. So you have to get as much verbal as you can.
We'll talk about this tomorrow, Grant. But I love the players that text you in the middle of a tournament and say, I have no effing idea where my ball's going.
In the middle of a tournament.
In the middle of a tournament.
How about that, huh?
Grant, thanks for being with us.
Yeah. Thanks, Grant.
Grant, thank you. All the best moving forward.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too.
The accomplished Grant Haefner with us here on Spin on Golf. You know, I say this with a great deal of pride. I've had one golf lesson in my life, short game, from Jordan Young, and it's what has enabled me
get it in the air?
Yes. Load a mid-80s guy.
Okay, all right.
You know.
So I helped you, is what you're saying?
Of course you did.
Okay, all right, thanks.
But, you know, part of the problem with what you guys do, this game has so much ego. Is that an issue?
Oh,
let's talk about it when we come
Absolutely.
Back. All right. It is Spin on Golf right here on 760 WJR.
You're listening to Spin on Golf on WJR. Spin on Golf is sponsored by Rocket and the Rocket Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 30th through August 2nd. Visit rocketclassic.com for tickets and more information. Once again, live from the Cardinal at St. John's, home of the 2026 LIV Michigan Team Championship. Coming August 27th through the 30th, here are PGA professional Brian Cairns, PGA professional Jordan Young, and WJR Steve Courtney.
All right, the 108th PGA Championship is history.
We got Marcero texting from St. Andrews.
Oh, look at him.
Sending videos.
Must
yeah,
be
our
nice.
Boy is
we hate you right
doing
now.
The bucket list thing over there in Scotland.
Yeah, with his brother, right?
Yeah.
Both brothers.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, things are.
The
yeah,
brothers yes. Marcero.
I talked to him before he jumped on a plane. They, so I'm yeah. like, I hate you.
Yeah.
I hate
is
you.
Is he wearing a kilt?
He was looking at temperatures around 50-ish. Chance of precipitation each day. But when you play a course like Carnoustie, or St. Andrews, they don't care if it's a monsoon,
sunny.
Unless there's lightning.
It was sunny at St. Andrews.
I'd only been once with Brian, and it was like 70 degrees every day and no wind. I ran out of shirts because I didn't bring enough golf shirts.
It was awesome.
That has to be extremely rare.
Yeah, look at it. Was. Look at it at St. Andrews.
Oh, look at the Marceros living their best life over there.
At the new.
Probably yes. having a pint or two.
No. Hope to go back to Skibo Castle here.
Gloves Aaron Rye is the
right
winner of the PGA Championship, his second PGA Tour win, a major. That's pretty cool. And I thought it was nice that when they showed him walking with his lovely wife after the victory, he took his glove off to hold her hand, which was nice.
Oh,
isn't that
so
nice?
So sentimental.
Yeah. So, here's the thing. We were talking quickly.
You can get MRSA for those gloves. Trust me.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Oh, jeez.
What's the story behind that?
We don't want to go there.
Yeah, right? People having dinner. We don't need to hear MRSA
stories. His hand got infected so bad, it was the nastiest thing I've ever seen. I still probably have it on my phone.
Anyway.
Don't need
green.
To see that.
He was in the hospital for like five days.
7 days. Wash your rain gloves. That's all I got to say.
By the way, Alex Smalley, who going into championship Sunday, was on top at 6-under. He just bogeyed 18. He will go to 5-under. John Rahm, sole possession of second place. He finishes at 6-under.
Still top five for Smalley.
Yeah. You know, interesting story. And,
I give him
all the credit in the world. He represented himself very well today.
Yeah, I think so.
We had dinner with his caddy, Michael, 3 days in a row at Doral. Super good guy. A lot of fun.
Now,
well-respected caddy, too.
Historically, guy like Alex Smalley, he's on the map right now.
He's Googling him. He's playing Augusta next year now.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
He's in.
That's neat.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So, you know, you look at a guy like Alex, the brother.
Noren?
Oh, Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Oh, Fitzpatrick, right.
You know, he wins the Zurich with his
brother. Some good stories this year.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden,
he's competing.
And he's good. He's a member down at Dyer Preserve, so I've seen him hit balls. I'm like, look, this guy's not playing the PGA Tour. Well, he is now. You know, got to play good at the right time. Bingo. There you go.
That's absolutely vital. I'm telling you what,
that is not an easy driving hole there. Like, I haven't seen anybody miss the fairway in 18, which is, I think, the hardest driving hole there.
I don't think people realize how far some of these guys hit it. Like,
you weren't
here last week, but I was talking about Nikolai Højgaard. We played in the Pro-Am with him. He hit it 140 yards by my driver. 140. Like, I know.
I get it.
I know you're used to seeing people maybe 50 yards in front of you, but how about 140?
That's an 8-iron away.
140.
Now you know how I feel playing in any given Pro-Am.
Oh,
how many
man.
Clubs is that?
That's kind of like
irons and some head covers.
It's probably
away.
five throws too.
I don't know.
A lot of throws. Major champion.
Before the break, we were talking about dealing with the egos that this game of golf brings to the table. I don't understand it really, but by and large,
Michael Block. You
see it all the time. You come across people who think they're a hell of a lot better than they really are. Do you agree with that?
It's kind of, you got to be a little bit of an alpha in this space. You got to have thick skin. Some people are good with it, and some people aren't.
You got to believe that you're really good, but you also have to have a reality check.
You've got to be real about it, BC. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, but you can still be that guy and still be humble and have gratitude. And
this is a nice win. This is good to have him as our champion.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
How about our PGA professionals? Ben Kern.
He should have won.
He's got the full sleeve. I love the left arm,
tats.
Full sleeve.
So anyway, so
he's
Ben,
a big boy.
Ben battled some mental issues for about a year and a half and didn't see him for a year and a half. I'm like, used to see him down there in the winter series and he wins everything.
Yeah.
And
him and Sowers.
He had to take a break.
Really?
Yep, reset, he's back. He's good. Yeah.
He hits it too, huh?
Oh, my gosh, he hits it. I'm just like, when he laid up at the club, bro, I couldn't believe he laid up on 18.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, so I thought he should have won that event, but he didn't. But it's okay. He's going to be standing right next to Aaron Ryan in a minute in the presentation.
Well, it's pretty cool. It's interesting because I just read a piece a couple weeks ago how busy sports psychologists are now all of a sudden. You name a sport. There's baseball players, major league level. You sports psychologists, golfers.
It's my hardest meeting with parents. It's like, you're going to do this. We're going to get a physio guy. You're going to get a mental guy. And they go, whoa, what do you mean a mental guy? Is there something wrong with my kid? I'm like, no, there's nothing wrong with your kid. But there's going to be something wrong with him unless he learns how to behave. Not behave, but
how to deal with adversity.
And the crap that they're going through is just mind-blowing on the whole social media stuff. But they need to learn how to deal with this stuff. And I don't know how to do that. I've got to hire a guy.
How many out of 10 push back and bye-bye?
9.
Yeah.
That one person, Grant Hefner, wants it. And he does it all.
Well, and they're in lies the gem of what you all do for a living,
right?
Teaching.
That's
to have somebody like Grant Haefner that is open to your suggestion, that's going to put in the diligence, that's going to do the work.
Right. I mean, but James Pyatt, same thing.
James Pyatt, there you go.
Finished 20th this week in America.
You have to be careful because everybody teaches golf lessons these days.
Yep.
And everybody's a sports psychologist these days.
It's like,
be very careful.
There's two things I won't do. Physio work, you know what, whatever. No. I've got level one TPI, whatever, but I'll never try to train somebody.
No.
I'll hurt
him. I'm the same
And then
way.
The mental end of it. I can teach him, go over to the flow code. That's a good starting point.
Right.
If we want to get deeper, then we'll see someone
you
face
can do
on.
Some stuff. And
I can
like
do
flow
some
code,
stuff.
Whatever it's going to be.
Right.
You can guide that space, but you aren't going to be that medical professional.
Uh-uh.
No, I'm the same way.
And I can see in golf.
I can tell him how to handle some situations.
Oh, yeah. I've been through it.
There you go. And there's going to be situations to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to make this your livelihood, bro, and there's going to be situations.
And we've seen a lot of them.
Right. There's no doubt.
On and off the golf course.
More train wrecks than anything else.
Okay, we're about ready to launch here.
Yeah.
We can't do it without Punk of the Week. I've got one. Do you got one, Jordan?
Well,
BC,
I mean,
what's the story?
Our late to the T-boy. You know, that was obvious.
Garrick Higo?
Yeah, that's obvious. Get to the tee early. I have never been to the tee late.
You know,
the latest I've been to the tee is about 5 minutes. One of our guys in college was late to the tee, needed a two-shot penalty. Not mentioning any names, Mark Johnson.
Rules are rules.
The sign in the locker room is this big. 10 minutes early.
Yeah.
And you walk out of the locker room.
You should be there seeing the guys either hit or walk off the tee in front of you. That's
right.
My rule.
Yeah, nervous.
And he
nilly.
Was on the practice screen,
right.
I guess.
Well, his caddy went a different way.
You know what he should have said? And I'll make this quick. He should have said, "I was really grooving my putter on the practice screen.
Right.
I just lost track of time.
And
it would have been over.
Yeah,
there would have been no more. It would have been funny, and he would have just it would have been over.
That well,
Gil Hunt is the modern day Art Hills in my mind.
Oh. How about that?
Here we are again.
Is
another
he the punk?
Gil Hans.
Is he
is the punk
week?
Of the week. I mean, just, jeez, can you quit trying so hard? Look at the greens. They're just trying. I mean, every course you go to
well,
now,
yet Gil
you
Hans's
try
course
too hard.
Next year, too.
Oh, that is
in
awful.
Frisco,
I mean, awful.
By the way, the PGA Championship now a $20 million purse as well, joining the Masters and U.S. Open.
Yeah, good.
So there's some jing involved.
I'm glad my money's going to the tour players and not to us, Jordan and I.
All right, we can't leave without mentioning Game 7 tonight.
Pistons
playing host to the Cavaliers.
Come on, Cade. Cade just needs to be a walk-off dominant tonight.
Right.
My punk of the week, James Harden, a.k.a. the Mad Flopper.
He should be getting 2 minutes for flopping.
Come on, dude.
Just once.
I mean, you
they need to change that rule in the NBA.
Thanks, Rings.
Be a flop. Or
it just isn't
box.
Stopping, man.
Go in the box for two.
But if the Pistons play tonight on the home floor like they did in Game 6 in Cleveland, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. Cleveland, James Harden playing
see,
like James Harden.
The Habs move on and the Pistons move on.
Not looking good for the Habs after what they did on their home
ice
last
night. They're going to win in overtime. They're going to win overtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us. As always, Jordan, BC,
peace
a
out.
Pleasure seeing you. Together again.
I won't be here next week.
Next week.
Oh, wonderful, BC. It was fun one of the last.
National championship, Eastern Michigan girls team, La Costa.
Way to go. Dave Rieger, thank you very much. And thank you to our sponsor, Rocket. Own the dream. Thanks for listening to Spin on Golf here on WJR.